Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Meat buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation joining us once again. Back with Phil after this.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oakey. It's the thing to do, you know, call Oakey.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloakey.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE. Call Oakey.
Yeah, the tobacco industry said I'd look tougher.
That my beats would be more hip.
That I would be more glamorous. But I got way more than that. Wrinkles, yellow teeth, bad breath.
It wrecked my lungs.
It gave me cancer.
And now the tobacco industry needs new smokers to replace us. What will they promise you?
Find out the real truth at StopsWithMe.com.
Even as we had the fourth case ever of BSE announced in this country by Uncle Sam this last week, a group of 14 meat buyers from a major Korean retailer and importer was coming to the U.S. Phil Tsang, U.S. MEF President and CEO, says maybe it was opportune that they were visiting or just coincidence and good timing, but he says it's good news that they were able to witness firsthand our production systems and safety systems for beef in the U.S.
The idea there was is bringing the largest retailer in, and frankly, to have them look at our systems, look at our BQA programs, take a look at our assurances that we have as far as on the farm, as far as safety, etc. It's very important that we keep reinforcing our safety commitment and the message.
And Phil Tsang explains how the BSE announcement in this country has affected the global marketplace for U.S. beef.
In Asia, there's probably more attention paid to what is Japan doing. And I think the fact that Japan came out initially and said that they're not going to change anything, that they know the U.S. systems, they know it's safe, they know they have an export verification program. And so because Japan also has had 36 cases of BSE, they're quite familiar with BSE about the difference between classical and atypical. And so when they came out and said, we are not going to close the market, we're going to let things go on as normal, and we are also going to continue the process for moving forward to beyond 20 months, I think this was the kind of reassurance that these governments need. Because the first step is making sure the governments in these markets, their health authorities, keep the markets open.
And Phil Tsang says the good news is that only Indonesia at this point has actually closed their market U.S. beef temporarily because of this BSE case. Government to government is working, he says. Now the next step for the U.S. MEF is to work with the industry to make sure that consumers are reassured.
Having the markets open and the policy portion of this, that's really the first step. But the second major step for this is winning the public. Sometimes the press like to do their own investigation. Sometimes that press is not always friendly. So the sooner that we can get the epidemiological report out, and for example, when all this surfaced on April 24th, what you really see was that our staff were going to all the retailers in these markets and basically asking them to keep the product on their shelves. So a lot of work is done not only from the government side, but in the market itself, using, again, checkoff dollars to ensure that those products remain in the stores and they're not taken off the shelves.
And the latest word from Uncle Sam on working this case of this cow from Central California is they found her latest offspring has been harvested, has been tested negative for BSE, and that's good news. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's coming up Saturday, May 5th at 1 p.m., the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Now, the sale will feature 220 head, limousine, limb flex cow-calf pairs, and the offering includes 60 heifer calves with several of those show heifer prospects. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or go online to hallchr.com for a complete catalog. The Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Drought Reduction Female Sale, May 5th at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.